Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. When BYU professor Randy Bott gave an interview to the Washington Post, he stirred up a firestorm. They were discussing the beginnings of the ban prohibiting those of African heritage from holding the Mormon priesthood. Mr. Bott was very candid in some of his positions there and was ultimately thrown under the bus by his own church. And his church has made it sound as if Mr. Bott was saying something that was completely foreign to Mormon doctrine. We want to discuss this because there are a lot of things that have been going on in this controversy that certainly are not very clear as far as true Mormon history, and also to show exactly what it was that Mormon leaders have taught on this subject regarding what is known as the seed of Cain. Now, first of all, let's go through and let's see what Randy Bott actually said. What was the sin that Randy Bott actually committed? In my opinion, the sin that he committed was that he spoke to the media without approval. He speaks to the media and he says some things that embarrass the church, especially in our politically correct climate today. And he gets tagged for it. He brings embarrassment on the church, and that is ultimately one of the worst things you can do if you're an employee of the church.
That's exactly right. That's the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not bring any condemnation against the church, any embarrassment, and especially in a year where an election is going on, where there is an LDS candidate.
Now, I'm reading from the Daily Universe, which is the newspaper of Brigham Young University, and this is what it says. It says, the reaction spring from comments attributed to Bott in a Tuesday Washington Post article by Jason Horowitz. I might mention the date of this article is February 29th, 2012. The title of the article was The Genesis of a Church's Stance on Race, and Bott is quoted in the article as saying, now I'm quoting from the piece, in his office, religion professor Randy Bott explains a possible theological underpinning of the ban. According to Mormon scriptures, the descendants of Cain, who killed his brother Abel, were black. One of Cain's descendants was Egyptus, a woman Mormons believe was the namesake of Egypt. She married Ham, whose descendants were themselves cursed, and, in view of many Mormons, barred from the priesthood by his father Noah. Bott points to the Mormon holy text, the Book of Abraham, as suggesting that all of the descendants of Ham and Egyptus were thus black and barred from the priesthood. He goes on to say, God has always been discriminatory. Now, this is Randy Bott supposedly saying this. God has always been discriminatory when it comes to whom he grants the authority of the priesthood, says Bott, the BYU theologian. He quotes Mormon scripture that states that the Lord gives to people all that he seeth fit. Bott compares blacks with a young child prematurely asking for the keys to her father's car and explains that similarly, until 1978, the Lord determined that blacks were not yet ready for the priesthood. And of course, we know that in 1978, the Mormon Church changed this position through what they've been calling a revelation, and now they allow all worthy males to hold the priesthood office, which is, of course, very necessary if a Mormon hopes to receive exaltation in the hereafter. What is discrimination? Bott asks. I think that is keeping something from somebody that would be a benefit for them, right? But what if it wouldn't have been a benefit for them? Bott says that the denial of the priesthood to blacks on earth, although not in the afterlife, protected them from the lowest rungs of hell reserved for people who abuse their priesthood powers. You couldn't fall off the top of the ladder because you weren't on the top of the ladder. So in reality, the blacks not having the priesthood has the greatest blessing God could give them. Now I want to stop there for a minute and mention this. Randy Bott is not really saying anything too terribly different from what Mormon leaders have said in the past. So why is he getting in trouble? I mean, what has he done that has really warranted all this horrible criticism of him? And if he's merely citing or paraphrasing what Mormon leaders have said in the past. For instance, in 1954, Mormon apostle Mark E. Peterson gave a speech called Race Problems as They Affect the Church. In that speech, Mark Peterson argued that when God, quote, placed the mark upon Cain, he engaged in segregation. When he told Enoch not to preach the gospel to the descendants of Cain who were black, the Lord engaged in segregation. When he cursed the descendants of Cain as to the priesthood, he engaged in segregation. And you can find this on page 15. My question, Eric, is how come the Mormon Church didn't come out against Mark Peterson like they've been coming out against Randy Bott?
Because they were set at two different times. Peterson says his in the 1950s when you have this ban versus now that they want to forget it and sweep it under the carpet and to even bring it out again and talk about what really was truth back in the 50s, but nobody wants to talk about that anymore.
Well, here's the thing. If you go back and read that speech, boy, I tell you, Marky Peterson was strong.
Oh, sure he was.
Oh, man. On page 16, he says, the Lord segregated the people both as to blood and place of residence, at least in the case of the Lamanites and the Negroes. We have the definite word of the Lord himself that he placed a dark skin upon them as a curse, as a punishment, and as a sign to all others. He forbade intermarriage with them under the threat of extension of the curse. And he quotes 2 Nephi 5:21. So here's a Mormon apostle citing Mormon scripture to support what he's saying. And he certainly segregated the Negro as to the priesthood and drew an absolute line. You may even say he dropped an iron curtain there. The Negro was cursed as to the priesthood and therefore was cursed as to the blessings of the priesthood. Certainly God made a segregation there. Now, in the Daily in the Universe article, it cites Terry Ball. And when I read this, I thought...
Tell him who Terry Ball is.
This is the Dean of Religious Education.
From?
Brigham Young University.
The same school.
And this is what Terry Ball says. The comments attributed to Professor Bott do not reflect the teachings in the classroom at Brigham Young University. Mm-hmm. I thought, wait a minute. Is this the same Terry Ball that not too terribly long ago also himself gave what we found to be a very controversial speech? What did he say just not too terribly long ago?
Well, he said this on March 11, 2008 in a BYU devotional he titled To Confirm and Inform, A Blessing of Higher Education. And he said this, have you ever wondered why you were born, where and when you were born? Why you were not born 500 years ago in some primitive aboriginal culture in some isolated corner of the world? Is the timing and placing of your birth capricious? For Latter-day Saints, the answer is no. Fundamental to our faith is the understanding that before we came to this earth, we lived in a premortal existence with a loving Heavenly Father. We further understand that in that premortal state we had agency, and that we grew and developed as we used that agency. Some, as Abraham learned, became noble and great ones. We believe that when it came time for us to experience mortality, a loving Heavenly Father who knows each of us well sent us to earth at the time and place and circumstances that would best help us reach our divine potential and help Him maximize His harvest of redeemed souls.
Now, what did he say about a particular place and you weren't born in what? An aboriginal?
Aboriginal culture.
Now, why would he use aboriginal culture?
It's
interesting that he uses that word.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like Terry Ball is very well versed in what Mr. Bott was saying to make a comment like that, because Mormon leaders in the past have made it very clear that the reason why blacks are born with a black skin was to mark them and to make sure that they were not be given priesthood blessings that would enable them to be exalted in the next life. They were prevented from doing that because of something they did in the pre-existence, or should we say something they didn't do in the pre-existence. Mormonism teaches that there was a war in heaven and that Elohim, God the Father's, one of his sons, Lucifer, rebelled against God the Father and rebelled against his brother Jesus, or Jehovah in the pre-existence. And in this battle, there was one-third of God's spirit children who were not as valiant as they possibly could have been. They were not neutral. Mormon leaders have made it very clear they were not neutral, but they were not as valiant as they could have been. And because of that, they were going to be prevented from holding priesthood blessings when they finally were given their turn to come into this mortality on this earth to prove themselves worthy. But remember, they don't even know what they did because all of us, according to Mormonism, had our memories wiped clean of whatever happened in the pre-existence. So here they are being punished for something they can't even remember doing. Mr. Ball is reflecting on that, although he doesn't go into quite the details that Randy Bott went into. But really, they're talking about basically the same thing.
A lot of Christians are listening to Bill, and they are thinking to themselves, I've never heard my Mormon neighbor, my Mormon friend, my Mormon relative say any of this. Do you have backup for what you're saying?
I have talked to Mormons who have told me that this is what they believe. This is not information that they will readily give to you. That's for sure. You have to kind of probe and ask for this and ask what their opinion is or why about this. But here's what bothers me. After Randy Bott makes this statement, the Mormon Church immediately comes out with an official statement on the LDS Newsroom webpage denouncing what Randy Bott has said. And I think this is important. We need to talk about this. And tomorrow, we're going to go through the statement that the Mormon Church came out with. And I want to tell you something, folks. This statement is absolutely worthless because it does not address the real issue at hand. We are going to go through that statement line by line and demonstrate how this was very cleverly put together to protect the Mormon Church at the expense of Randy Bott, a professor at BYU.
And it doesn't deal with the real issue at hand. They don't answer any of the questions that are raised from what has been said by Mr. Bott.
No, they don't. And this is, again, another example of what I feel is the Mormon Church skirting the issue and not being very candid about things that are bothering not only members of the LDS Church, but of course many of those outside of the LDS Church who are wondering why in the world did the Mormon Church ever believe some of these things in the first place.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear past editions of more than 100 shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is available on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the box that says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. Looking for a book on Mormonism? The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City carries the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including titles such as Mormonism, Shadow or Reality, and Mormonism 101. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is also a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple.